mother know best?
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Weeks before a gunman shot up the Walmart in El Paso, murdering 22 people, attorneys for the family say the suspect's mom called police in Allen, Texas, worried her son had bought a so-called assault rifle.
The attorneys, in a statement to Fox 4 News, say Patrick Crucius' mother was concerned about the weapon, given his age, maturity level, and lack of experience with guns.
Heather Hayes with Fox 4 TV says a public safety officer told the mother he was legally able to purchase it. Now, that mass shooting in the one in Ohio renewed calls for stricter gun laws.
It's great to provide comfort and prayers, but it's more important that we take bipartisan action.
And Democratic Senator Chris Coons also just told Fox,
the president's leadership on taking real steps on background checks will be critical.
Well, the president went to El Paso and said,
the enthusiasm, the love, the respect, and also the telling me, let's see if we can get something done.
He also met with shooting survivors and first responders in Ohio, where nine people were murdered. Fox's Jeff Manasso is live in Dayton.
Dave, nine wooden crosses with Bible verses have been added to the growing makeshift memorial outside the bar here on 5th Street, where people continue to come to pray and to vent.
Ban assault rifles now.
Strip away the politics of all of this, Dave, and people are coming together here and supporting each other and first responders. One police officer telling us that he's never gotten more hugs from strangers in his life.
Now, Jeff, as far as the president, he's been criticized by several Democratic candidates of being a white supremacist and a racist. The president tweeted it. The Democrats use racism as a weapon, and it's truly disgusting. In Southern California, a man police described as full of anger killed four people in random stabbing attacks before he was arrested. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Let them go, was a chant in Mississippi as one of several buses full of rounded up illegal immigrants drove away after raids at several food processing companies considered to be the largest single immigration worksite enforcement action in one state.
At seven locations in six cities, raids planned months ago were done as part of President Trump's promised crackdown on undocumented immigrants. U.S. Attorney Mike Hurst.
Administrative and criminal search warrants resulting in the detention of approximately 680 illegal aliens.
Acting ICE Director Matt Albans says this is a message to businesses as well.
The integrity of their employment records are just as important to the federal government as the integrity of tax files or banking records.
Detainees are being processed now to see if they can be criminally prosecuted. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
New York Times reports the companies put out statements they used an E-Verify federal system to check if the workers were here legally. Is it another showdown between House Democrats and President Trump and their ongoing investigations, which could turn into impeachment inquiry?
The House Judiciary Committee has filed a lawsuit to force former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify on Capitol Hill. McGahn's name appears more than 500 times in former special counsel Robert Mueller's 448-page report on Russian interference in the 2016 election and President Trump's alleged efforts to impede the investigation. Democrats have said McGahn is perhaps their most important witness. In a statement ahead of the court filing, McGahn's lawyer said his client does not believe he witnessed any violation of law by the president, adding that McGahn has an ethical obligation to protect client confidences. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures rising modestly ahead of the opening bell next hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Thursday morning. It's August 8th. Local news brought to you by Jamie Monticelli.
And Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Classic Plumbing, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 18 months of probation is the sentence for a Champaign woman who admitted she stole money intended for a 45-year-old mentally disabled relative. 52-year-old Dawn Gaines pleaded guilty to financial exploitation of a person with a disability. She was the guardian for the man, who was born with a condition that kept him from developing mentally into an adult. She admitted that between January of 2012 and March of 2017, she used the money intended for the man for her personal use. She'll have to make restitution of more than $2,300. We know more about the location of the remains of Yinyin Zhang, the U of I scholar who was kidnapped and murdered 2 years ago. Her father said, one of the lawyers said, Brent Christensen, the man convicted of killing her, told his defense team he had divided the woman's remains into 3 garbage bags. He threw them into a dumpster before the dumpster's contents were compacted and buried in a landfill. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these specs are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Hey, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with 2 locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. A good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie, and thanks again to Ron for our winner yesterday. Said their relationship was in a rut, and I'm sure the bouquet from Blossom Basket Florist really brought things up. So good things happening. 367 Rose, if you'd like to get out of your rut. Up to 90 today, a 30% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, 64 our low tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 84 down to 58. 85 the high Saturday and Sunday with mostly sunny conditions. There's a slight chance of showers into late Sunday. Right now the temperature's at 67. ESPN 93.5.
All right, off we go into our show on Thursday morning, August the 8th, live from Chicago. Actually, he's in Dayton still. Jeff Manasseh will chime in just a few minutes. We'll talk about the president's appearance there. Live from the White House in about a half hour, it'll be John Decker, our Fox News reporter, who's White House correspondent for Fox News Radio. John will chime in on what's happening, the very latest, all the movement going on potential red flag law where you can go and find people that make a kill list in the 11th grade and make sure he doesn't get a gun kind of thing. People are worried about our rights when it comes to those. Where you can actually go and confiscate a gun from somebody's house. How's that going to go? But trying to figure out these shootings and seeing what we can do to prevent them, as difficult as it is. And I don't think it's a single problem. I think it's just complex with all kinds of angles and things to deal with. But I think we ought to try something. Always welcome to chime in if you'd like. 359-2255 is our text. You are always welcome. The St. Louis Cardinals did something, completed a series, in fact, 2 series. It's something they've not done in 55 years. So there's that. We'll talk about that. Cubbies have stretched out the lead now in the National League Central to 3 games over Milwaukee and 3.5 Cardinals now in third place. Cardinals were in first place 5 days ago. Mm-hmm. Now they're in third.
Yes.
Our good friend Donald Metzilla, Jersey man. How are you, sir?
Terrific. And yourself, always glad to hear from you.
Well, thank you. Political, terror expert, journalist, he just knows it all. That's what we call him. I don't even know where to begin with, firstly, all the shootings. And I guess the Russia obstruction hasn't worked. So now we got to make sure he's a white supremacist Nazi. And I suppose if you say it enough, the people at the mall might know about Trump, but they won't know the truth. So I've never seen anything like it, Donald. You've been around maybe a little longer than me. I've never seen anything like what's happening where if I say I like Donald Trump or I voted for Donald Trump, I might be injured.
Yeah, you're very accurate on that. But, you know, I've just finished reading a New York Times, of all places, story, which indicates that some of the most important polls, the ones that try to do an honest job, are reporting a surprising fact that a lot more people approve of his the job he's doing. Forget the issue whether they like him or not, but his job approval rating has gone up 10 points in the last year, and now sits at 45%, which is about what President Obama had when at the end of his first term, which it was a buried story in the New York Times, but I find it interesting.
And
other studies that I've heard now, when I talk around the country, all say the same thing. Yes, the media and all these people that dominate social media say one thing, yet the people, the ordinary people like you and me, are saying something different.
Well, hold on.
We're looking at the job he did.
Let me just grab the talking point. That's a lie, and you're a racist.
Well, what can I tell you? I've been called a lot worse than that.
That's what you do.
The mains will never hurt me.
You just lie. It's okay because, like the guy, remember the healthcare guy that said we were depending on the stupidity of the American voter? Because we knew that if we were transparent, we wouldn't get the law. And so the law was more important than telling the people the truth. And that's the policy. It doesn't matter what Donald Trump is. It's what they have to say he is to get him out of there.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
But I don't think it'll happen. I really do believe that Donald Trump will win with about 53 or 54% of the vote when all is said and done. In 2020. I mean, that's really sticking my neck out.
Yeah.
But I really feel that way because the anti-Trump are silencing the pro-Trump, and what that does is skew what's really happening.
Well, Don...
I feel, and that's what the polls seem to be saying.
Well, the thing is with the real polls, if anybody called my house, I wouldn't reflect anything because I'd be afraid of retribution because of maybe what I would say. So I don't know how they could possibly depend on any polling. We're not going to know till November, whatever it is of 2020, who wins, because I don't believe in the polling right now because I think people are nervous about even expressing interest in voting for Donald Trump. You got FedEx delivering something there, Don.
A few more.
You got quite a doorbell there, Donald. That's
yes. There's been a flood in my basement, and the people are coming.
You gotta
I
go.
Told them not to go. Anyway,
no.
let's talk about your audience. What can I do for you?
Well, anyway,
what can I say except that I think that the media, which I am a part of. Is skewing the dialogue. And I always say my favorite line is if President Trump walked on water, the headline would read, he can't swim.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, I'm telling you, there's nothing a man can say right now that'll be taken particularly by the media. Donald, always a pleasure, my friend. And I know Jersey's got a lot of rain. In fact, messed up the opening of the FedEx tournament out there. And I know New Jersey's got all kinds of water, my friend. Take care of it. Thank you for being on, as always.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Donald Metzilla, been around a while, from New Jersey, like you. Ding dong. Remember, was that Avon's calling?
Exactly.
Ding dong. ESPN 93.5. You're always welcome to join us at 359-2255, 359-2255. You can text your thoughts. Let's jump to our morning sports. The last time the St. Louis Cardinals lost all the games they played on the road in more than one series at Auroral, that lost all five of these road games, the President of the United States was. The last time the Cardinals lost 0-4 on the road, more than one series. The president was, I'll tell you after sports.
Okay, sounds good. 2-1 was the final yesterday with the Dodgers on top for the sweep. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data. Save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals are off today after an 0-5 road trip to Oakland and Los Angeles. They took a 1-0 lead to the bottom of the ninth inning yesterday, but Russell Martin, with the Dodgers down to the last strike and runners at second and third, he scored them with a base hit, and the Dodgers swept the Cardinals, winning 2-1.
It was a terrific start for Jack Flaherty. He went 7 solid innings. Gallegos pitched the 8th, but the Cardinals ran into trouble in the 9th inning against a powerful Dodger team that just doesn't lose at home. Should have been the Cardinals' game, but that last pitch, Martin drove it into center for the game winner.
And the Cardinal pitchers seemed like every time they had a walk or a wild pitch or a hit by pitch, really suffered.
And the other problem is the Cardinals didn't add on. They had some opportunities, but no big hits with runners in scoring position.
The Cardinals are back home to play the Pirates tomorrow night.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
So a day off might do the Cardinals good today.
Yeah.
You just let the guys go their own way.
The last time the Cardinals lost two road series without winning a game was Dwight Eisenhower, 1960.
Wow.
So this has been a rough year, and no matter what happens, it's just the Cardinals are just they got, I think, very serviceable pitching. Flaherty was amazing. Michaelis was really good, but they just don't have hitters. They got one great hitter in Paul Goldschmidt, and he's been 0-15 in Los Angeles. Mm. So it's just not a great team.
That's
so
right.
This is what it is.
Cubs went big, 10-1 over the Oakland A's in Happ with a grand slam.
Happ drives one in the air. Left center field. It's got a chance. Grand slam. Grand slam, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 5-1.
That kind of opened the doors there.
Mm-hmm. And now they got a series starting up against the Cincinnati Reds on US 105.9 with a 6-10 start. Cole Hamels to the mound for the Chicago Cubs.
Cincinnati's been hard on the Cubs.
I know.
Not a slam dunk.
Should be a challenge.
Not a slam dunk.
Chicago White Sox over Detroit 8-1. They have the day off today, and then they face the Oakland A's. Let's see. The Bears and the Panthers in preseason football action at Soldier Field tonight. Indy will take on Buffalo. Illinois basketball and their trip in Italy is going very well with their 112-63 win. Mm-hmm. They've got a day off today and will play tomorrow. And all preseason football camp seems to be going well.
Going well.
As we say, go Illini.
Get it going. Okay, and we had a text at 359-2255.
Yes, let me get to that. Thank you for texting in a 217. I agree there is hate for Trump, but he contributes to it. Stay off Twitter insulting people and making hateful remarks. The president should act like one.
Well, I agree he contributes, but I also think that it's fine to respond in various ways because they will pound you down. I've said this before. George Herbert Walker Bush, 41, let the media go for 18 months. He went from a 90% approval to 28. So I don't think responding's bad. I do think you have to be measured in some of it, and he's not. Weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
We've got a high 90 expected today, 64-hour low tonight. The chance for an isolated shower thunderstorm at 30%. Sunshine as we wrap up the week tomorrow with a high 84, low 58. 85 the high Saturday and Sunday with partly cloudy conditions again. 20% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm greater late on Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 69. ESPN 93.5.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio. Are you still in Dayton, my friend?
Yeah, I am. I'm still in Dayton here.
Okay, so how did the presidential visit go? Where were you? What was it like?
How'd it go? Well, I guess it all depends on who you watch, right? But I can tell you we've heard from hospital staff and first responders and others who say that it was really a beautiful moment for the president and the first lady to come and spend time. It was a photo op. The press was basically kept away. There were a couple pictures, still pictures taken of the event, but he was meeting with all the trauma doctors, ER doctors and nurses and the people who saved so many lives, including the responding officers. And that it was very poignant and heartfelt, and with messages of unity and strength and courage. And it was all surrounded by politics and protests outside the hospital. There were protests, on East 5th Street where I was, right outside the shooting scene, right next to the makeshift memorial that continues to grow with flowers. And now this morning, 9 wooden crosses, with Bible verses and flickering candles. And that's where people are coming to pray and also to vent. We saw protesters with signs calling Trump a racist, calling the president blaming his rhetoric for the mass shootings, others pushing back. I mean, there were just as many Trump supporters as there were protesters. They were everywhere, and holding Trump flags. Wow. The massive RV came down Fifth Avenue, or Fifth Street, with a big Trump banner and massive American flags hanging out, signing, you know, honking the horn, and it was this Trump rally and protest juxtaposed to really what was at the core of why we were there, and it was the shooting scene and the growing memorial to these 9 lives that were lost.
Funny you say there were just as many Trump supporters, because for whatever reason, I never heard that.
Where was that
side.
In the story?
I heard that, you know, CNN was, you know, it's protesters! Protesters! That's all I got.
Yeah, no, they were out. They were out in full force. And they, you know, they were there for sure. And, you know, a lot of the police officers were there as well. And one of the coolest things that I saw, was that, I mean, there were dozens of officers, bike cops, just kind of hanging out, watching to make sure everybody was safe. And everybody was actually pretty cool and calm. And, you know, they were trying to shout each other down but there was no violence, and officers, they were getting hugs left and right by people, by protesters, yeah. by Trump supporters, by just your general person walking to work or jogging by. They were hugging these cops. And one officer told me, I've never gotten more hugs in my life, and I certainly have never been felt so supported. And that was kind of neat to see in this day and age.
Yeah. Did you lock into anything about the mayor and Senator Brown and the criticism from the White House about, I didn't understand the story, frankly. I didn't get it that the president said they were fraud and what they said misrepresented what happened in the hospital. I didn't hear the senator and the mayor say anything negative about the visit in the hospital.
Yeah, well, Sherrod Brown, the senator here, he's not the biggest fan of the president, obviously, and he's, you know, pushed back on the president and you know, like many in his circle, blaming him. Obviously, it's a political year and trying to score political points, and people are nauseated by that. Others may agree with him. That we heard from the mayor that you know, she didn't really get anything of substance in terms of a conversation on how to move forward to do something. We've heard that chant, do something.
But she later
pulled back on that and said, look, we really appreciate the president's visit here, and we thank him for coming here, but yet we still need to hear some substance.
Okay.
We still need
to
get something done. And she has her doubts. She has, obviously also has a constituency to look over, and that's her job. But prior to that, we heard from the White House saying, look, that's not how it all, we didn't even really talk substance. So this was about being with the people who were affected by this. Nothing more, nothing less. In the future, we'll be able to talk about it, but to, just to say that I wasn't interested in doing something or getting something done is just disingenuous.
Gotcha.
So that was the president.
All right. Well, I saw a few pictures inside the White House of staff, and they all looked very pleased that he had visited. And again, I think it was the right thing for the president of the United States to do. They always go to these cities, and we're just in a very unusual time. And he's being blamed for everything, which I think is crazy. Jeff Manasso from Dayton this morning. Thank you, my friend.
You bet.
ESPN 93.5. Okay, yeah, and then he went off to El Paso, and it was just pretty much inside, and he was, you know, working with the doctors and the nurses and some of the victims, and the stuff I heard, they were all pretty happy that he had come. And I think about had he not come, the criticism. Well, he doesn't care. He's all part of it. I mean, he can't win. 826, going to the White House, coming up. Fox Business Minute now brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, Walt Disney's disappointing quarter could weigh on the markets today. Disney's quarter was weaker than a year ago. But Disney also unveiled its plans for a streaming bundle of Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu for $12.95 a month to launch in November. Lindsay Bell of CFRA says investors may have to wait a while to see the benefit of Disney's new streaming plans.
The only concern for the near term is this is a stock that's up 30% year to date, right? And Bob Iger also made the comment on his call that it's going to take a couple of years for those streaming services to turn around, just like Netflix and some of the others.
Arizona Iced Tea is getting into the cannabis.
Dana Perino.
I think that trust is becoming the most important factor in news.
Harris Faulkner.
Our responsibility is to ask the questions that are difficult and to demand answers of those people who are in power.
With the experience I've had in working at the White House, I think I'm better able to understand what's going on behind the scenes.
I'm part of that machinery at Fox News that works so hard to make sure that you not just know it first, but that you know it correctly.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
So patio play tonight, right?
Yes, it is.
The Houlihan's restaurant does this thing where local musicians will play on the patio. The patio, I was there the other day. It's really nice.
Uh-huh.
And but the weather for that.
It's been terrific.
Whoa.
That's a nice secluded patio. You get those happy apps and drink specials going, started at 4, and so many terrific options for you. Jake and Jackson Tartar, known for their work as the Boat Drunks. They're known for the father-son duo. They've been in numerous talent shows and combos and things like that. The Boat Drunks were in action last weekend supporting Developmental Services Center with that See You at the Caribbean event. So Jake and Jackson were part of that show,
right,
too. So they've been out and about this summer, and you'll hear a lot of great Jimmy Buffett tunes, too. So,
well, good night to go to Houlihan's.
Yeah,
Houlihan's restaurant patio play. The hours, I think they play, was 6:30 to 8 or something.
6:30 to 8:30, yeah. And 4 to 6 are the happy apps and drink specials. They have an ability to make your wine bottle sealed up again.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not done with your whole bottle of wine, it's half price bottles of wine on Tuesday. On Fridays, it's a Long Island iced tea special. Make it Houlihan's, just south of the State Farm Center.
All righty, ESPN 93.5. We go live to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the home of the President of the United States. Fox News radio reporter John Decker standing by. That'll be next. It's Thursday, August 8th, ESPN 93.5 at 728.
It's time for a Mettler Minute.
My name is Susan Schnoor. I've been at Mettler for 18 years. It's been transformational in the things I've been able to do. I've done half marathons. I've swum from Alcatraz to San Francisco. I've done amazing hikes. I credit Mettler with giving me the physical ability to do it, but getting up and going and then saying, I'm really glad I went.
Start your journey at MettlerCenter.com today.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA/SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey guys, it's Shane from Rosati's in Urbana. When it comes to lunch and dinner, we know you have a lot of great options, and I really appreciate you choosing Rosati's. The feedback keeps coming in, and I hope you'll come in and experience some of our great food. The feedback is good. James says he eats at Rosati's at least twice a week. He also shared that our food is amazing, but the people that work at Rosati's make the whole experience worth coming back again for. Thanks, James. Stop in and experience the same service that keeps James coming back. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
The epic clearance event at Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. August 9th and 10th at the corner of Neal and Kirby. Trust me, you won't want to miss this sale. The epic clearance event will feature prices up to 80% off with brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and 47 brand. Tees as low as $4, hats as low as $7. Need a clear stadium bag? Game Day Spirit will have clear stadium bags on sale August 9th and 10th for just $5. Plus Flying Illini bobbleheads half off. It's Game Day Spirit's epic clearance event, August 9th and 10th at the corner of Neal and Kirby, Champaign. Don't miss it.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Fox confirms President Trump has spoken with NRA President Wayne LaPierre about the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. The Washington Post reports LaPierre warned the president that pushing for more background checks on people acquiring guns would not be popular with his supporters. President Trump says he heard yesterday in El Paso and Dayton meeting with people affected by the shootings.
The enthusiasm, the love, the respect, and also the telling me, let's see if we can get something done. And Republicans want to do it and Democrats want to do it.
In Mississippi, 680 people are detained in an immigration raid at 7 food processing plants.
Those arrested were taken to a military hangar to be processed for immigration violations. Workers who could show they were in the country legally were allowed to leave after their vehicles were searched. The 5 companies that own the plants could be charged with knowingly hiring undocumented workers.
Fox's Tanya J. Power, 600 agents were involved in those raids. This is Fox News.
Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal. In downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An Urbana man has been charged with an April break-in at a home in the 200 block of Pfeffer Road in Urbana. On April 8th, deputies investigated a break-in at the home. A camera had been taken. Deputies collected fingerprints, and the News Gazette says last week deputies got information that one of the fingerprints belonged to 18-year-old Cervantes Laster. Laster was arraigned Wednesday on charges of residential burglary. In July, he was sentenced to probation for a burglary that happened on April 23rd. Laster is due back in court September 10th. We know more about the location of the remains of Yinyin Zhang, the U of I scholar who was kidnapped and murdered 2 years ago. Her father said, one of the lawyers said Brent Christensen, the man convicted of killing her, told his defense team he had divided the woman's remains into 3 garbage bags. He threw them into a dumpster before the dumpster's contents were compacted and buried in a landfill. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, it's Michelle Mott with the 217 Mortgage Team with Illinois National Bank. When you work with us on your home loan, you get a full team of experts. Take Linda, for example. Linda sat on hold for over 45 minutes just trying to get pre-approved.
Please remain on the line as we value your call.
Don't grow frustrated with a company that doesn't care or have the time. Don't be Linda. Come see me and the team at Illinois National Bank for your next home loan.
Illinois National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. NMLS number 47721. Michelle's is 1840439.
I tell you, the whole Yinyin Zhang and the murder and this just this monster murderer. It's hard. This has been a brutal 2 years for our community when this evil monster does this to this beautiful woman. It just makes you sick. I have not given all the details of this story because you can always go and find it, but I didn't want to get that graphic.
Right. We think we're healing, we're hearing about the ceremony that we're going to have as a community, and then the press conference that talks about the remains.
Well, I'm all for trying to help them find that so they go home and put her to rest in China, mm-hmm. But it's just despicable. And this guy, anyway, our prayers, because prayer works. Regardless of the cynicism that is out there in our world today, I pray for this family and their peace, but mm-hmm. It's just brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Do the weather, brought to you by CMI. You want a great janitorial supply company, they are A number one, the best. CMI, CMIclean.com, Betsy and Brad Parks. You all know the Parks. Everybody knows the Parks. 359-6262. They're the best at what they do. On Bloomington Road, locally owned and operated, female owned. It's CMI, CMIclean.com. They got all the scrubbers and the machines, and they got a service department that'll fix them up. All that available. CMIclean.com. Here's your weather.
We've got a high around 85 today and just a slight chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. 65 our low tonight. Up to 83 tomorrow, down to 57. 85 the high again Saturday and Sunday. Partly cloudy conditions. Again, a slight chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Right now the temperature's at 70. ESPN 93.5.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Get the voice tuned up here.
Alrighty.
John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Reporting ace John Decker. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I am great, Stevie. How are you doing today? Hope you're doing well this week.
I'm just struggling this week with the shootings and the murders and all the stuff.
Yeah.
And as a reporter, you're keenly aware of your surroundings. Russia, obstruction, impeachment, obstruction. Now it's white supremacist, Nazi, hater, racist. And I guess if you say something enough, does it make it true?
Well, you know, the president on Monday, after those mass shootings, addressed these issues directly. And yesterday, once again, before departing for Ohio and Texas, he once again denounced bigotry and racism and white supremacy. That's still not satisfying to a lot of the president's opponents who continue to criticize the president. They criticized his visit yesterday to those two spots where those mass shootings took place, Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas. And the president, as you know, when he's attacked, he fights back, and, you know, he used his visit to attack some of his opponents on Twitter yesterday, and that's one of the things that I think took away from his visit to those two places.
Wouldn't have done it. I don't mind him responding, but, you know, somebody checked in and said, hey, there's no question there's hate for Trump, but he contributes, and I think that's correct. Some of the things he does say I just wouldn't have done. I don't mind him responding because of what happened to 41 when he was Persian Gulf, 90% approval. They beat him down to 28% because it was beneath the Oval Office to respond to all the criticism. He didn't do anything. So I don't mind right. all that, John Decker, but man,
sure.
Some of this stuff is just crazy time when you start talking. And the left, I think, is confusing criticism with racism. He'll criticize anybody, but except he made a bad comment at Charlottesville. But other than that, criticizing Maxine Waters and everybody else, I look as criticism, not racism.
Well, I always say about the president, I've seen it, and I've even experienced it. He's an equal opportunity offender. You know, he has said questions that I've asked him, if he doesn't like, he'll sometimes call them dumb questions. But, you know, that's the president. He criticizes equally, no matter where you're from or what your background is. And as you point out, there are some who try to see some sort of sinister motive behind the president's criticism. And, to your point, what he said in Charlottesville, clearly not the right things and not certainly not the right time to say them. At the same time, we see some Democrats right now, like Congressman Joaquin Castro. He represents a district which represents a large chunk of a part of Texas, San Antonio. And he put out a list of Trump supporters from San Antonio, including their places of employment. Not a good time. I mean, the timing for doing something like that in the wake of those two mass shootings, I just have to question his judgment.
And have you ever, in your journalistic ace journalistic career, seen the New York Times change a headline because it wasn't biased?
You know, this is, look, nothing surprises me with the New York Times. I have to tell you, I canceled my subscription, and I did have a subscription, a home subscription to the New York Times back in 2007 when their coverage of John McCain at the time, I thought went just beyond the pale. This is their news coverage. And, I just felt this paper has lost it in terms of trying to be objective. So it doesn't surprise me what the New York Times does. And by the way, some of the reporters our friends, and they do a great job. But some of the editorial decisions by the New York Times I have to question.
It's the open-collared, white-collar guy with the tie in the editorial room and the boss man. They're the ones. The reporters on the line, a lot of them are truly, I think, trying to pick out the story. But I'm telling you, the course of what I'm hearing, remember the guy that did the health care, said we were depending on the stupidity of the American voter. I mean, if you tell everybody that Donald Trump is a white supremacist and he's a KKK, I mean, if you say it enough, I'm afraid there's so many uninformed people, they got to go along with it. And if you don't go along with this wave, you might be confronted by Antifa. What kind of time is this we live in? It's crazy.
Well, it's a very divided country. And, you know, I think that certain news outlets contribute to it because, you know, they sort of feed into that division in terms of the people that they sometimes have as commentators on their networks. Without mentioning any names, you can figure out, you know, which ones I'm talking about. And that doesn't, you know, help in terms of trying to find solutions. You know, yesterday when the president, before he left for Ohio, I asked him a question. He responded to it. I asked him, you know, why he's opposed to that House passed bill on background checks and what he would support. And the president said he's very much for background checks. It, you know, is the response that he gave is the response that, you know, many papers and news outlets quoted. But my point in mentioning that is that that's the big picture. Okay, what do you do about these mass shootings? How do you respond? How do you bring the country together? And how do you get legislation passed and signed that makes a difference in preventing these types of mass shootings from happening in the future?
Well, again, we got our hands full with challenges, and the NRA says they wouldn't like expanded background checks. I'm saying, you know what? Tough. I mean, what's wrong with an expanded background check? I know this slippery slope argument. I do understand that, and to some degree, I think there's total validity to all that, but the country is just, we're struggling right now with a whole lot of things, and boy, that's getting hotter. Last thing, John Decker, you know, back in the day, back in the 80s, I was kind of doing some reporting, and I was so apprehensive to ask a question of Bobby Knight. It must be the same kind of stuff where if it's a bad question, you're going to get humiliated.
No, you ask the tough questions, and, you know, I've done this with, you know, since Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and President Trump. You ask the question that if you were there, you know, where I was, which is on the south lawn of the White House prior to the president's departure, what would you ask? And sometimes you have to ask questions that are, you know, uncomfortable, that are tough, that, you know, are going to get a tough response from the president, but you deal with it. And by the way, he doesn't hold it against me, you know, for asking those tough questions. The time after he said one of my questions was dumb, the next time I saw the president, he took three of my questions.
No, listen, so, listen. You know, he knows you've got to do that. That's what being a journalist is about. You ask the tough question. You ask the question, but you have to have a skin that can take it, and you do, because some people don't, and they want to be in versus ask what I need to know. And when I ask Bobby Knight questions, a lot of them were bad. So there's a difference between asking tough and bad. It was always going. One time I asked him to compare guards, and he looked at me like, I don't compare players. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a tough interview. He was a tough, in his prime, boy, Bobby Knight was a tough interview. You don't want to get on his bad side.
Listen, but the fact that Donald Trump calls on you means there's respect. You know, he might not like your tough question, but you're asking it, and he gets that. He just doesn't like the hammering on him, the name-calling, the personal attacks, but he respects you because he points at you all the time.
That's right. You know, and also, you know, there are some colleagues of mine who insert their own biases just in terms of the question.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do that. You know, you don't have to do that at all. You can still get a good response without inserting your own personal feelings or biases when you ask a question of the president. So that's what I try to do whenever I get the opportunity. And I think it works, Stevie. I really do.
That's why you have your own theme song, my friend.
That's right.
John Decker, live from the White House, 1600. Keep up your fine reporting. We need you.
Thanks a lot, Stevie. Always great to be on your show. Have a great day, and we'll talk next week for sure.
Thank you so much. John Decker live at the White House. I think he's really good. Yeah, he'll be along the rope there, and he gets Donald Trump points at him, and he walks back and forth. It's just interesting because everybody's shouting questions, every one of them, because they got to get a question in. That's what their boss wants them to do. And yet he'll just walk around and kind of point, and he points at John Decker darn near every day, I think. So, all right, ESPN 93.5, check your sports headlines coming up. The Cubs have stretched out a little bit. 3-game lead now over Milwaukee. The Cardinals have faded to 3.5. We'll see if the Cardinals can get it going again. Tomorrow night they'll begin a home series with Pittsburgh. But the Cardinals have lots of challenges. I guess the expectations were so much higher. They're just an average baseball team. They can't hit very well. They're just an average baseball team. Doesn't mean they can't get hot, but it's frustrating. Been a very frustrating year. I don't particularly like the team that John Mozeliak has built. I know there's a lot of angry Cardinal fans, but guys are trying. They needed a boost at the trading deadline just to say we're trying to help you. And they didn't get it, and I think it was a terrible move by the management of the Cardinals, John Mozeliak. He's the guy I think is going to take a lot of criticism on this one. Okay, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. You got to go in there and check out all their wonderful Hondas. I think the Civic is amazing with Apple CarPlay, meaning you can text and talk because it's all hands-free. Who would you like to text, it says. And I'll say Janet, my wife. Then it just goes, and I'm talking. I got two hands on the wheel and looking straight ahead. They've got all kinds of options there. Apple CarPlay is just one of them. But the Civic, I think, at 20,000 base, maybe 19,900, amazing value. We had one. We got another one. I mean, they're terrific value. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, an award-winning dealership. Find out what an award-winning dealership looks like. Visit them today. Say hey to Ben Quattrone and all his team. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, off Neil Burwash in Savoy.
I never get sick. Never taken a sick day. I'm not going to let a little thing like a 100-degree fever stop my business. You know what really makes me sick? Downtime. You know the cure to downtime? Grainger. With same-day pickup, next-day delivery options, and time-saving inventory solutions, Grainger keeps our facility running and fit as a fiddle. Some people go to the doctor. I go to America's trusted source for industrial supplies because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is the time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary. Just south of the State Farm Center.
In December, it'll probably be cold, windy, and snowy. But you don't have to stay for that. Hi, it's Stevie J, inviting you to join me for a cruise of a lifetime, our cruise to Hawaii. Imagine spending New Year's Eve on the Grand Princess from Princess Cruises. We'll leave December 27 from Champaign, then fly from Chicago to San Francisco to stay one night in the Bay Area, then board our floating paradise December 28th. Then we'll cruise to Hawaii and visit Hilo on the Big Island, Honolulu for a long day, then off to Naulili Kauai, known as the Grand Canyon of the Pacific, and then magnificent Maui with its stunning landscapes and superb beaches. Our cruise to Hawaii, December 27th. Prices start at just $42.76. For more information, visit StevieJTravel.com. That's StevieJAYTravel.com. Space is limited. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go?
We last week offered an amazing deal. I actually loosened up one more cabin on that deal. It was like $1,700 off. Anybody out there that wants to go to Hawaii, and I get it. It's still a lot of money. Normally like $8,000 or $9,000, it's just like 15 days. And you have to have time, you have to have money and all these other things. But we're getting folks in there for under $7,000 for two people for all of that food and all of that cruising to all those islands. If you've not been to Hawaii someday, you got to get there. You can text me if you'd like, 359-2255. We get a little morning sports going. All I have to tell you is the Cardinals struggled on the road against two very good baseball teams. They led the whole game until the very last play yesterday. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals are off today after an 0-5 road trip to Oakland and Los Angeles. They took a 1-0 lead to the bottom of the ninth inning yesterday, but Russell Martin with the Dodgers down to the last strike had runners at second and third. He scored them with a base hit, and the Dodgers swept the Cardinals, winning 2-1.
It was a terrific start for Jack Flaherty. He went 7 solid innings. Gallegos pitched the 8th, but the Cardinals ran into trouble in the ninth inning against a powerful Dodger team that just doesn't lose at home. Should have been the Cardinals' game, but that last pitch, Martin drove it into center for the game winner.
And the Cardinal pitchers seemed like every time they had a walk or a wild pitch or a hit by pitch, really suffered.
And the other problem is the Cardinals didn't add on. They had some opportunities, but no big hits with runners in scoring position.
The Cardinals are back home to play the Pirates tomorrow night.
Yep, off today. Traveling from Los Angeles, they're back, and then they'll stretch today, play tomorrow night. Cubby is starting to go. 3 now ahead of Milwaukee, 3.5 ahead of third place to St. Louis. Ian Happ, the big hit against Oakland yesterday.
Happ drives one in the air. Left center field. It's got a chance. Grand slam. Grand slam, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 5-1.
Yep. Ian Happ, the big dinger, but the Cubs smoke Oakland yesterday, and the Cubbies go to Cincinnati. They play tonight. Cincinnati's been pretty good on them, but after they lost Yasiel Puig in a trade, we'll see how good Cincinnati still is. Cubbies will have more fans than Cincinnati in Southern Ohio tonight on U.S. 105.9. Illinois football continuing. Get her going. 3 weeks from Saturday, it's the real deal. Who's going to be our quarterback? We'll find out. Akron coming in on August 31. That's sports. ESPN 93.5, 751. Check your weather next.
Pros like you do it right by having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's is here to help by stocking job lot quantities of the supplies you need and at the right prices. Pick up Mape Mortar at our everyday low price of $14.98 and get floor tiles starting at just 49 cents a tile. Place your order at lowesforpros.com and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's, U.S. only.
Addie's Bar and Grill blends traditional sports bar food like burgers and wings to gourmet dishes like chicken parm pasta and pan-seared Asian salmon. But the burgers at Addie's are their specialty. Their signature Addie's burger has smoked cheddar topped with smoked brisket, bacon, and onion relish. And they douse it with bourbon barbecue sauce served on a crispy brioche bun. Why not start your meal with shareable apps such as mini chimneys made with ground beef, corn, peppers, onions, and black beans wrapped in a deep-fried tortilla. Wow, guys, I'm getting hungry. Can we wrap this up? Let's all head to Addie's.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
All right, 7:53. Here's your beautiful weather forecast.
It looks gorgeous. We've got sunshine and a high 88 today, a 30% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, down to 64 tonight. 84 the high tomorrow, down to 57. 85 the high both Saturday and Sunday with partly cloudy conditions. And the chance of rain is just a 20%. Right now we're at 70 on ESPN 93.5. Well, we've got a few texts that have come in.
All right, what do they say?
Okay, yeah. Jim says, Steve, how do we start a fire mo campaign? Ha ha ha.
Fire Mosaic. Listen, the Cardinals, I've never, and again, I'm only a 9-year Cardinal fan because I kind of switched on that. Anyway, and it was business reasons and just the Cardinals organization is so impressive. And this team isn't very good. There's only one player on the hitting side I'd keep, and I would be open to trading everybody. Mm-hmm. And when you have a team like that, it's not really good. And I'm not, whatever the DeWitts want to do with John Mozeliak, he's had a pretty good run. But, they haven't had a great deal of success in a while, and this will be 4 years in a row if they don't make the playoffs. And Cardinals just aren't used to that. We're kind of spoiled. There needs to be playoffs like every year. like we had from 11 to 15 every year they're in that thing.
Right.
So it's unusual for the Cardinals and their history, but it's not a very good built team. That's the problem. That's a disconcerting problem. I think some of the pitching is very good. Jack Flaherty is really going to be something. He's 23 and was awesome yesterday in L.A. Miles Michaelis mm-hmm. is good. Some of the bullpen pieces are okay. The best bullpen guy is Gallegos. Who'd have thunk that? So I don't know. It's discouraging because I don't know what the fix is, except there's just hitting issues. And you can go up and down the lineup. And Matt Carpenter, God bless you, he had a pretty good game yesterday. And I'll be darned if he didn't get hit on the top of the foot again.
Oh, no.
So who knows what his status is. Jose Martinez, nice guy, not a great player. I think Paul DeJong's a good, solid, average major league shortstop. I don't think he's an all-star. I think he's a good player. I think Ozuna's not going to be kept. And I think you build around Paul Goldschmidt, but you got all kinds of question marks.
We appreciate your input, Jim. Steve said, by the way, gun control just had a mass stabbing.
Yeah, I saw that. Machetes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, four people, I think, dead on that one. And listen, you can pass all you want, and I don't think it stops stuff like this. I just don't. There are other things that add to it.
Because of all these heavy storylines, we had Patrick thanking us for the Blossom Basket yesterday.
Good.
Really made his wife day and
awesome.
Said, God bless us. So it was nice to lighten things up with that yesterday.
God bless him.
Yes.
And his wife and his family. All right, going to break for the news. We're going to come right back. You're always welcome to text in and chime in anything we say or do or anything, any thoughts, any questions. 359-2255. Give us a quick voice text as you're driving because you have Apple CarPlay or stop or something. Can't text and drive. That's a moving violation. Saving is a step to building a stronger future, whether establishing a college fund, saving for retirement, or building an emergency fund. Busey encourages you to begin your path to savings today. You create a budget, the kind of how it starts, what we're paying for this, what we're paying for that. You keep track of it. You can go to Busey.com. There's a money management tool through the Busey eBank that'll categorize your spending. This much for housing, this much for food. It's a little pie chart. It's amazing. I tell my kids, save, save, save. That's what Busey says. But I tell my kids, after you're done saving, save more. Because cash gives you options. Busey mobile app. They've got all kinds of management skills there. All kinds of things you can do with their mobile app. Get started on your savings goals today with innovative products and services at Busey. Visit Busey.com. For more resources, to stop by one of their many convenient locations. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. All right, we're coming right back after the news. Check all the latest. Keep you up to date. Glad you're listening. So appreciative. Those watching on the YouTube channel as well, you must think I'm a goldfish in a bowl because all you're seeing is me. Some people like it. I frankly don't get it. And then tomorrow, we'll try and get some wisdom on the radio. Brother Johnny, my brother, and Mike Ditka joining us on Friday mornings at 7:35. And with all this stuff going on, Coach just shakes his head. All right, back in a moment, ESPN 93.5. It's Thursday. It's August 8th, 7:58 now.
Hey, this is Scott Bailo with Illini Collector Car Club. Please come out to our new venue this year at Logic Everyday Community on Saturday, August 17th. Celebrate the 23rd annual Motor Muster Car Show. This year, we feature cars of the fabulous 50s. Car Show begins at 10:30 with awards at 3 p.m. You'll also have the chance to tour Logic's Everyday Community Building, sponsored by Warden Martin, Reynolds Towing, BMW of Champaign, Peter B's Automotive, and Sullivan Parkhill. Logic Everyday Community is located next to Oberweis and Steak and Shake on Neal Street in Champaign. For details, visit IlliniCollectorCarClub.com.
Yeah, I had a great steak visiting with Donnie at the Long Branch. I love the ambiance. I love the kind of the smaller town. You know it's good. And it was. It was really, really good. I love steak. And they serve them up big time, Long Branch. I mean, it's worth the drive to Gifford. It's really, really, if you want a good steak, Donnie's got it going on, and he and his son will take care of you.
Hop in the car for dinner tonight. It's worth the drive to Long Branch Steakhouse. Long Branch Steakhouse, located on Main Street in downtown Gifford.
I thought going to the dentist would hurt, but my mom scheduled an appointment for me at the Tolona Family Dental, and everything was just fine.
Kids love coming to the new Tolono Family Dental. Listen up, moms and dads. It's time to schedule your back-to-school dental exam for your son or daughter, so why not schedule your appointment when you schedule your child's appointment? Tolono Family Dental has appointments available. Schedule yours by calling 485-5760. Call Tolono Family Dental to schedule your appointment at 485-5760. All students in kindergarten, second, and sixth grades are required to complete a dental exam. Are you new to town? Looking for a new dentist? Let the doctors and staff at Tolono Family Dental help you get back on track and get your students prepared for an awesome school year. It's comfortable, safe, anxiety-free dental care at Tolono Family Dental. 202 North P Street in Tolono. Call 485-5760 to schedule your appointment. That's 217-485-5760.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. We'll be right back.